Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto today, December 16, 2025. We start with Bitcoin's recent market action, where the price dropped below $86,000 to around $85,940, marking a decline of nearly 4% over the last 24 hours. This downturn follows a period of volatility after the asset briefly approached $92,000 before selling pressure intensified amid thin liquidity. Ethereum also faced significant losses, down almost 7%, and Binance Coin declined by over 3%, signaling broader weakness across major cryptocurrencies. Heavy Bitcoin whale selling has been a major driver, with $2.78 billion worth of Bitcoins sold, overwhelming buyers looking to capitalize on dips. This intense selling pressure highlights a shift in market sentiment, possibly signaling a transition from bullish to bearish conditions. Key resistance remains near the $86,000 level, while critical support is seen at $81,000, a threshold significant since late 2023. Analysts caution that a sustained break below $81,000 could accelerate selling, potentially pushing Bitcoin towards the $70,000 floor. Recent market volatility has triggered liquidations exceeding $650 million in a single session, underscoring the fragile environment investors are navigating. On the institutional front, Strategy, the largest publicly traded Bitcoin holder, continues to accumulate, buying over 10,600 BTC in the last week for nearly $1 billion. Their total holdings now stand near 671,000 BTC, valued at approximately $60 billion. This aggressive buying contrasts with a 53% drop in Strategy's stock price over 6 months, indicating their confidence in Bitcoin's long-term prospects despite near-term challenges. The divergence between institutional demand and retail sentiment is notable. Retail investors appear cautious, as reflected by declining trading volumes and a negative Coinbase Premium Index. Overall sentiment remains fragile as market participants await upcoming U.S. economic data, preferring capital preservation during this period of uncertainty. On the macro side, JP Morgan Chase is launching a $100 million tokenized money market fund on Ethereum, targeting qualified investors with a focus on digital asset exposure. Meanwhile, PayPal has applied for a state chartered bank license in Utah, aiming to expand its financial services capabilities, particularly for small business lending. These developments demonstrate ongoing institutional engagement with crypto and fintech sectors. Regulatory developments are also impacting markets. The UK Supreme Court recently rejected a $13 billion appeal from Bitcoin Satoshi Vision investors, adding to regulatory uncertainties. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has publicly discussed a potential pardon for Keon Rodriguez, CEO of the privacy-focused Bitcoin wallet Samurai, whose conviction has sparked debate over privacy technology regulation. These factors contribute to ongoing volatility in privacy-related tokens. Ripple is expanding its RLUSD stablecoin to several Ethereum Layer 2 networks next year, leveraging the wormhole protocol to enhance interoperability. This move aligns with broader trends aiming to integrate stablecoins more deeply into the DeFi ecosystem. Finally, traders should watch the potential impact of an anticipated interest rate hike by the Bank of Japan, which could place additional downward pressure on Bitcoin and altcoins. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index currently stands at 11. Indicating extreme fear among investors, which could continue to influence market activity. Key levels to monitor include Bitcoin's resistance near $86,000 and critical support at $81,000. Upcoming U.S. economic data and regulatory developments will likely be catalysts for market direction in the near term. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.